That's why each parami is the matter of detachment. Dana parami, sila parami, nekhama parami, viriya parami, panya parami, adhidhana, satcha, metta, upekha.
Do you mean each parami is the...
It's opposite of attachment, yeah. Because attachment is the enemy or the opposite of panya, of parami.
Loba is the enemy, but there is loba, so that's just the way it is.
So one knows.
Yeah.
How many enemies?
Right. Enemies are enemies.
Yeah.
No point in ruining the fact. And when Gilesa arises, as it will, then just another moment, just other dhammas arising.
Mm-hmm. Not mine.
Not mine.
Yeah.
Wow, that one's difficult to accept, not mine.
When panya grows, it's only a reality. That's why panya has to grow until just this or everything is just.
It's a pure element, just an element.
Mm-hmm. No self in it.
Not owned
by
anyone.
Nothing to be pleased about.
Right.
Khandas, dhatus, ayatanas.
Yeah.
These are all wonderful.
Yeah. Thinking of the panya who knows this,
that's right.
See,
yeah.
In details and everything, and help people to understand the Dhamma which couldn't be understood at all without panya. May I have hot water, please? Some people said that they liked Sikkim better.
Oh, really?
Like you said to me before, in Lumbini, always thinking about the past, what happened before, and compare this experience or something, and just forget about being aware of the present realities. That was very helpful for me because it's so true.
Everything's gone.
It's gone.
In split seconds, never come back. Okay. Very short. And nothing is left except the new one has risen and continues.
Mm-hmm. Seeing a moment ago, or the hearing, or the thinking about it, completely gone.
But some people have very strong accumulations to think of the past and compare the present and the past all the time.
So develop understanding.
Yes.
Yeah. Otherwise one just lives in this dream world all the time. It's like some people always spend a lot of time thinking about what will happen in the future and how they manage.
How things could have been different if only such and such.
By knowing karma and vipaka, one will have firm confidence. Whatever arises must have conditions. Even thinking, everything.
This way can't be any other way.
One thing I still find a little difficult, although we've talked a lot about it, is that even though we talk about dhammas, lobha, mana, dosa, panya, and yet, the first stage of vipassana jnana is knowing nama as nama, rupa as rupa. And still confused about this because it seems to me that we talk so much about dhamma, so why don't we get to know lobha as lobha and mana
but,
as mana?
But what we don't get yet is the characteristic of nama and rupa as they are.
Right.
See? So at the moment of experiencing it, the characteristic of reality cannot be changed, but the understanding of the characteristic which is nama and rupa, which hasn't been penetrated before, brings about, oh, how it is, because no one can imagine the characteristic of nama as nama at all. When panya does not reach that stage of being penetrated, the characteristic of it, so it appears to mind or as it is. Because when we talk about vipassana jnana, know things like this, because at this moment seeing, hearing, thinking all come together, never be demarcation, no demarcation of each one at all.
Right.
So when the world appear as it is, as just one at a time, imagine the nama which has no shape and form, nothing at all, just the element of experiencing. So one knows that how that manindriya is taught by the Buddha for that characteristic of citta, which is different from cetasika. See, at that moment, anything can appear as it is, one at a time, in dark world or whatever it is, but Panya still experiences it as reality. No thinking about how it is because it arises and falls away so fast. But nobody can change the characteristic of kusala and akusala of nama and rupa. For example, feeling vedana. Even right now, there must be vedana at the moment of touching. It does not appear just by itself as a reality without anything at all. So whenever it appears, do you have to think? Because the characteristic of unpleasant object can be there, while one is sitting quite a long time, and it arises and falls away in a mess, and then right understanding, just understand the characteristic of nama and rupa, of such vedana, no matter that one thing that one does not experience such characteristic, but the understanding of how the characteristic of nama and rupa show up as they are like this. Because before that one tried to know the distinction whether this is kusala or that is a kusala by thinking or imagination only. But at that time, no imagination, no one can do anything at all. And no expectation. So it can arise any time by conditions. No expectation, just develop the condition.
Before I thought I should be knowing lobha as lobha, dosa as dosa. Now I think I should know nama as nama, rupa as rupa.
The characteristic of that which can experience object.
Yes. But again, it's just a matter of developing understanding.
Nama.
Of nama.
Of that characteristic which is opposite of rupa. Because in a day, seven rupas, visaya rupa, kojara rupa, the visible object is now appearing, sound, smell, taste. For example, right now, you know the visible object, right? But not the characteristic of it.
Right, exactly right.
That's why it's just what appears in daily life. It appears as that, but the understanding of the characteristic which is nama or rupa show up by themselves, while now it appears but not show up at all.
So
it doesn't mean that we don't know about visible object at all. We know, but not as it is.
And as that understanding is developed, then the understanding of
nama and
rupa is developed. So it's not a case of choosing to understand this or that characteristic or aspect of the characteristic.
It's quite difficult because you see that even there is awareness, a reality is appearing to awareness, but can there be right understanding of such reality which is nama, which is different from rupa? Because it's the time or awareness arises and falls away so fast until time comes that there are moments of awareness that can penetrate or understand that. It's not the matter of catching, but it's the matter of developing understanding with a detachment.
Slowly.
Slowly, yeah, but sure.
Yeah. And that's where listening comes in here.
Right,
considering, just allowing the consideration to happen, I would say.
Yeah. One knows by oneself whether one have more understanding of reality from books, from person, or from considering. It goes easily, happily, because we don't have to try to know that everything arising and falling away and things like that. But by now, seeing sees that reality which can experience visible objects.